I grew up in a unique situation, being, you know, a product of a black father and a white mother, and I've seen things over the years, and I've seen a difference in how people look at things, because in 1953, when I was born in the 50s, it was I was an anomaly at some time, a novelty indicator, you know, and now I think whites have listened to African Americans talk about prejudice and racism on the jobs and, you know, different places. And sometimes they, you know, we're just getting tired of hearing that. But now that I see more African American children being raised by white grandparents, I think you come to a better understanding, because now they're face to face with some of the stigmas and stereotypes and discrimination and prejudices that African Americans have been talking about for a lot of years. And I think sometimes God has a way to bring things full circle. Mm-hmm. And for them to, now that they have black grandchildren, they have to stop and think about, well, you know, maybe there's something to what, you know, someone's been saying all these years about the prejudice and the discrimination that they face. And they've been forced to face it through their grandchildren. And it wasn't like that for me, but I think that's the growth that I've seen over the years.
Well, tell me about what you were thinking about that led to this conversation on race, which is now an annual event. It's been going on for a number of years, and I believe it's a sort of a joint effort. It involves Millikan, involves the Richland Community College, involves the schools. Mm-hmm. When did you start thinking that would be a good thing to do?
Because I always think that race matters. I think it's a topic that a lot of people, again, don't really want to talk about, and it's a hot button issue, a topic. And I just thought for our community to be maybe a more progressive community to talk about some race, you know, race relations that we have in our community, racial issues, and be able to talk through them to maybe try to some sort of understanding of one another. And I think it just, in the end, it just makes us a better community.
Well, and did that help to create an opportunity for people to talk with one another that ordinarily wouldn't, just because they lived in more separate kind of worlds?
Yeah, it did. And I think from that, maybe had some other dialogues away after the conversation on race during the rest of the year, where people would have, you know, time to sit and talk with one another. And again, not everyone was really pleased with, you know, coming to the event itself and listening to it. They walked away maybe still kind of upset. But I thought, so many times when you have racial forums and workshops and those type of things, people come to the table and they sit and look at one another, but they never really say what needs to be said. And with the conversational race, what I called a truthful dialogue, I think some things were from the speakers and the other panelists, things were said, and some people still walked away a little upset, but maybe they were walked away just uncomfortable, positively uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.